This podcast contains our own personal views, not associated with any organisation. Coronial contains descriptions of death inquests that may be graphic and disturbing to some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Welcome back to Coronial, everyone. I'm Alice.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Georgie.
So today I'm going to be telling you about the inquest into the death of Natasha Leshner, who died on the 8th of March 2019 from the effects of Cambo frog poisoning.
Oh. Uh-huh.
What is a Cambo frog?
I'm sure we'll get into that.
Yeah. Excellent.
Natasha was born in 1979 and had a twin brother. She was a creative person and enjoyed poetry, storytelling, music and spirituality. She lived in various places throughout her life, including Wollongong and Sydney, and had travelled overseas. At the time of her death, she was living in a share house in Mullumbimby in New South Wales.
I feel like I know where this is going.
Yeah, Mullumbimby. Yeah.
You will see.
Okay.
Natasha had a history of chronic pain. She was diagnosed with lumbar degenerative disc disease in 2009, and had an operation for this in 2010, which provided some relief.
She was only born in 79, so she wasn't she wasn't elderly. She was young. Yeah, okay.
In 2014, she had a recurrence of the severe back pain radiating to her legs. In February 2019, Natasha was declared medically unfit for work, and she had previously worked as a hairdresser and a beautician.
Okay, yeah.
So the Cambo ceremony is a South American ritual where a person's skin is burned in small dots over the body and the toxin from the Cambo frog is applied to the exposed burns, resulting in a reaction which almost always includes vomiting.
I swear I've not read this report, but I've seen
There's been some news articles about it.
Yeah, I've seen, not news articles, but I think I've gone through some and seen the tags.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand why anyone wants to go through a ritual that induces vomiting.
I mean, if you're in that much pain and you're desperate, I can
kind of understand. Okay, so there is some...
As it's believed it has healing properties.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's being done for a medicinal...
Yeah, she was hoping it's going to help her chronic pain.
Yes.
Okay, yep. Okay.
So in 2014, Natasha met a woman through a friend at work. This woman was advertising herself as a Cambo practitioner, and also described herself as a spiritual teacher.
Oh, and sorry, can you go back to... So you said they get burnt all over and then they apply the Cambo.
Yep.
How big are these burns? Are we talking pinprick, acupuncture style? Or do we mean large patches of burns across the body?
No, not large patches. They didn't really go into how big they were, but...
I had in my mind cigarette.
Yeah, I think they're similar to that size.
Okay,
Small, not a big
not
patch.
Not massive, but not...
Spots that you could see visually.
Yeah. Presumably not so deep that it's causing significant scarring.
Correct.
It's superficial-ish.
Yes.
Okay.
So her website stated that she was a transpersonal psychologist, trauma and post-colonial specialist, and plant medicine practitioner working on a high priestess level of initiation.
A what?
I don't really understand what any of those things mean.
The high priestess bit?
Oh, plant medicine. Yep, sure. But what's a transpersonal psychologist?
I think we're thinking way too deeply.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sure she's just used some hype words on her website. But something about a priestess?
Yeah, the high
she
priestess.
She was working on a high priestess level of initiation into what I'm not sure.
What does it mean to be a high priestess? According to Google, it's the female leader of a tribe, religion, or movement. Okay, cool. Okay, learning. Did it actually state any of our understanding of formal qualifications of actual tertiary education in any way whatsoever?
Nope.
Okay, but we've got no detailing of actual
qualifications. No.
Again, of our understanding of formal education.
Yes.
Yes.
So she trained in Cambo in Mexico in 2014 through a 5-day intensive one-on-one course. She was taught about safety measures, including having first aid handy and calling paramedics if necessary. She was also taught about a possible side effect, hyponatremia, which is low sodium in the blood, caused by excessive consumption of water. And so often the people who are having the ceremony done to them would drink a lot of water before the ceremony so that when they were vomiting, they were actually vomiting up something, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they've then pre-hydrated themselves for the vomiting. The other thing is you lose a lot of water out of your open wounds from your burns as well. Yeah. Or you, right, you would lose excessive volume from that as well. So, yeah, it is a good idea to prehydrate yourself. But the problem is if you overdo it, your body isn't going to be able to compensate as well for that.
This Cambo practitioner performed the ceremony on Natasha 3 or 4 times before March 2019 in return for cash or other favours like staying at her house, and they became friends. In total, Natasha had used Cambo about 6 times before she decided to become trained in its use.
Oh. Okay, so that implies there might have been some improvement on that, it might have been helping.
The fact that she was doing it multiple times, she must have found some benefit from it. In January 2019, Natasha went to a 2-week basic Cambo training course at a retreat north of Kyogle, which was run by the International Association of Cambo Practitioners.
That exists?
Yes.
And sorry, where is Kyogle? Is that in Northern New South Wales as well? Yeah.
This association was founded and run by one person who had qualifications in psychology or counselling, unclear, but no qualifications in medicine. She designed the course outline used by the teachers, and there was no evidence that toxicologists or doctors were consulted when the training materials were being developed. There were 3 people who taught the course which Natasha attended. The lead trainer had first attended a 2-week basic course run by the association in Poland in June
2015. I just wasn't expecting it to be super popular in Poland.
Yeah.
But it's originated out of Mexico, or is it just Mexico was the first place that the first practitioner went to?
It's a South American ritual.
South American, that's so right. Yeah, okay.
That Mexico is where the practitioner that Natasha became friends with went for her training. So the training consisted of theory and practical components, including 5 sessions of Cambo application. Natasha had about 4 points, so a point being a single burn with application, in her first session. And the number of points increased by 1 or 2 points per session.
During this training or during the previous session?
During this training.
Okay.
Yep.
What is the typical number?
I don't know that they really went into that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. 4 participants didn't complete the course and were sent home.
Okay.
Yep. Natasha did pass the course and told her brother she was proud since it was a rigorous program.
Okay. Oh.
So, like, clearly they weren't just like, everybody passes. Mm.
I'm also interested why those 4 people went home, but I'm assuming it
didn't. Did they not pass, or was it too intense for them?
Well, yeah, possibly too intense. It just says they didn't complete the course, so whether or not they like failed a component or they decided,
and so
I don't want to do this.
When they were learning, they were doing it on themselves?
I don't think they were doing it on themselves. I think potentially they were doing it on each other.
Mm. And so I guess if you're a practitioner, if you weren't necessarily actually planning on participating, and then you show up and it's like, we're doing it on you.
But you would think that you would have had, you'd have exposure to it before you decide to become trained in it.
Yeah. Physios don't necessarily go into physiotherapy to relieve their own injury.
Yeah. So after she passed the course, Natasha performed the ceremony on one of her friends. Beforehand, she gave the friend an in-depth overview of the process and what was going to happen, as well as the medical warnings that she needed to give her. Natasha had probably given Cambo to herself once after coming back from the training.
Okay.
So she sort of was intending to give it to herself.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Are you not meant to get high on your own supply, though?
But yes, you're right. With most health services, in theory, you're not meant to be treating yourself because that's a conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
But...
yeah. This is clearly not a regulated thing.
Yeah.
In March 2019, Natasha's friend, the Cambo practitioner, was visiting from Ireland and staying with Natasha, intending to stay for 5 days. A few days before the friend arrived, Natasha mentioned to her housemate that she was feeling a bit off. Natasha would regularly be tired, have headaches, and period pain. On the 8th of March 2019, Natasha, the friend, and the housemate were at the house. At about 9:30 a.m, the housemate left to get a coffee and to give the other 2 some privacy since she knew they wanted to perform a Cambo ceremony. Before they started the ceremony, the 2 women used sananga, an eye drop which is said to be a plant medicine and is often used in traditional South American Cambo ceremonies. No idea what the effects of that are meant to be.
And is that an over-the-counter product?
A plant?
Plant medicine, so I assume it's...
where'd it come from? How'd it...
overseas.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, sure. But you said it was an eye drop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
At about 9:45 a.m., Natasha administered Cambo to her friend, who vomited soon after, as expected, and the ritual finished without any problems.
I still struggle with the, like, without any problems, except for the vomiting.
After this, they swapped roles and the friend administered Cambo to Natasha. To prepare for the ritual, Natasha drank 1.5 litres of water. The friend lit an incense candle and used it to burn 5 circular wounds, removing the top layer of skin.
Okay, so this is the size of an incense. Yep. Okay.
3 of the wounds were in a vertical line down her collarbone and above her sternum, and the other 2 were on the inside of her left wrist. Natasha had asked the friend to administer the Cambo in a line down her heart, but the friend decided to raise them a bit from the main heart area because it was less sensitive. Natasha requested that there be 5 wounds, and this was a common amount for Natasha.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the prescribed number are, but clearly she was used to
a low 5. Number, somewhere yeah. around there. Okay.
Well, that could be a high number for this particular procedure.
Yeah.
True. Okay. Yeah.
Almost immediately after the Cambo was administered, Natasha seemed to feel faint, but did not vomit. She lay down on the floor, then after about 2 minutes, sat up and said to the friend, "Something's not right," or "This isn't good," before she lost consciousness.
Oh, that's pretty rapid.
Mm. She was making murmuring noises and her eyes were glazed. The friend tried to bring her around for about 10 minutes, thinking that she was processing something, and held her up because she didn't want her to vomit and choke.
Not ideal if she's got low blood pressure, though, and then the blood is not going to her brain.
She then laid Natasha down in the recovery position and wiped the Cambo fluid off the wounds. She tried to rouse her by pouring water over her head.
Excellent. And look, she was freaking out, and so I get
it. She noticed goosebumps on Natasha's skin, so started massaging her extremities, thinking she was getting cold.
I'd really like her to call for some help at some point.
Yep. Natasha's lips were now blue and she still wasn't responding, so the friend started CPR.
I'd really like her to call for help at some point, please.
So the friend tried to unlock Natasha's mobile phone to call the ambulance, but wasn't used to using a mobile phone and couldn't work it out. She didn't have her own phone.
This is 2009, didn't it?
19. But she was a person who did not own a mobile phone, didn't really use one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so couldn't figure it out.
Okay.
She also didn't know the emergency phone number since she didn't live in Australia.
Yeah. So she tried, though. She eventually got to the point of trying to call for help. Okay.
Yeah. Natasha's housemate returned home about 11:10 a.m. and heard the friend yelling Natasha's name.
Sorry, how many minutes or how long after that was? Sorry.
So Natasha gave Cambo to the friend at 9:45. They did that whole ritual and then they moved on to her.
Okay, so...
So maybe half an hour of a bit longer.
Okay.
So the housemate went into the house and saw Natasha lying on her side and foaming at the mouth. She turned her over and started CPR while calling 000 on her mobile phone at 11:16 a.m. Okay. The paramedics arrived at 11:21 a.m., which I feel like is a pretty quick arrival
for
Mama Bimby.
Yeah.
However, Natasha was not breathing and resuscitation attempts were unsuccessful. At 12:25 p.m., Tweed Heads police attended the house and a crime scene was established at 12:40 p.m., which is when the police took over from the paramedics.
Huh.
So she never made it to hospital.
But also they immediately made this a crime scene.
Yeah, they must have called the police immediately.
I mean, if you think about it, it's a bit weird. This lady has a couple of burn marks on her.
Yeah.
Like fair. Something weird's
going on. Like how many of the others have you, and I guess a lot of them have been like accidents otherwise, but there haven't been that many that have initially, that have reported being a crime scene. Oh, but then again, I guess like the truck coming down the hill, like that would have been a crime scene, right? Yeah. So I guess, we just don't quite think about that as
much. It was mentioned in this
inquest. And I get that makes sense.
Yeah. So at Natasha's autopsy, the pathologist found 61 round lesions on her body.
Okay, 61, not 5.
Well, 5.
Yeah, I mean, is it accumulative?
Yes,
yeah.
5 fresh lesions, which would have been the ones that
had happened that day.
To her.
Yeah.
41 partially healed lesions and 15 fully healed lesions. The pathologist wasn't able to determine Natasha's cause of death, but included in the report the risks of Cambo use.
How long do those take to heal? Does that mean she'd been having them in quite quick succession?
Well, possibly. So she died in early March 2019. She did the training in January 2019, so only a couple of months before.
Okay.
And yep. she had, you know, multiple applications during that training.
And then she'd had five sessions or whatever before then.
Yeah, yep. And she did one to herself in between the training in January yep. and March
yep.
when she died.
And, yeah, I wonder if you ever reuse the same spot or not, or whether it's always new application.
I wouldn't think so.
But do you run out of locations sure. eventually? Because yeah, are there specific would. Places that
there would be places are, you wouldn't want to do it, I would think.
Yeah, but also are there specific locations that like are more...
Yeah, more common. Like
I'm sort of referencing back to acupuncture that like there are trigger points or whatever that are known to be better than other
yeah.
points.
Yeah.
And same with, yeah, sensitivity, other things that you wouldn't... locations you wouldn't use.
Yeah. So now we'll go into what is known about Cambo. Cambo is a secretion taken from the giant monkey frog, which is native to the Amazonian rainforest. It's a great name for a frog, isn't it?
I know, right? And I'm like, I need to see it more, but I've already got a picture pulled up. It looks like this.
That looks like a green tree frog to me.
I know, right? Yeah, it does just look like a green tree frog.
Huh. There you go. Wait,
we're playing this game?
Yeah, that doesn't look remarkable at all.
No.
I feel like it should be stripy and
the and, like, look poisonous almost.
Yeah, the
like
angry colours.
Yeah.
Its feet are slightly interesting in terms of colouring, but outside that, yeah. Yeah,
right. It was traditionally used as an ancient ritual for luck, war, purification, and the treatment of illness.
That's a broad...
A broad ritual, yes.
Yes.
The secretion is harvested in the Amazon from live frogs. The frog's legs are tied with string and agitated, encouraging the secretions, which are scraped off and dried onto small sticks. With the secretions being allegedly collected in South America, then provided to Cambo practitioners, there could be variations in peptides, I'll get to that, or even variation in what is being sold as Cambo.
Yeah, absolutely. An
imported product that there's no regulation for.
Yeah.
Who knows what you're getting.
Yeah.
So the secretions themselves are made up of multiple substances, and it's possible that we don't even know about some of the components.
Surely the way you're collecting it as well, whether you get like contaminant from whatever item you're using to collect and all that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah. It is known that they contain several highly concentrated bioactive peptides, which cause immediate effects such as low blood pressure, flushing, palpitations, nausea, vomiting, bile secretion, and facial swelling. Cambo itself has been known to cause the effects I just mentioned, as well as a sensation of increased strength, heightened senses, dizziness, burning sensation, incontinence, sweating, euphoria, and a loss of consciousness.
Okay. So it's reading like the back of a pill bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite broad in terms of the effects it can cause.
Yeah.
There is no peer-reviewed research on the use of Cambo in terms of its health benefits, and the Therapeutic Goods Administration and Australian Medical Association reject claims that it has medicinal purposes.
Yeah.
The International Association of Cambo Practitioners advise that there are medical contraindications of using Cambo, which include a history of stroke, esophageal weakness, heart bypass surgery, enlarged heart, implanted defibrillators, pericardial effusion, congestive heart failure, heart valve replacement surgery, organ transplant, blood clots, serious mental health conditions, medicated low blood pressure, Addison's disease, or if you are pregnant, lactating, or undergoing chemotherapy or radiation.
Hmm.
The coroner pointed out that it's not known whether this list is backed up by peer-reviewed medical research.
Okay.
Or if it's just the fact that if it causes palpitations, don't have underlying heart disease. If it causes vomiting, don't have underlying esophageal disease. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's reading very much like it's, well, we know the side effects are this, so we'll just list some contraindications related to that, like things that
organ.
Could. Yeah.
Basically. In terms of the risks of Cambo, they include liver damage, heart attack, stomach pain, damage to stomach walls and esophagus, and death.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, is a risk of a lot of things.
Yeah. Yes. When unsure, just list death as a risk.
Yeah, yeah. One of the trainers on the course Natasha attended gave evidence at the inquest and provided a list of risks which were discussed with the participants. These included fainting and low blood pressure, electrolyte imbalance, including the signs and symptoms of this and what to do if that happens. Swelling, infection of the burn site, increased heart rate or respiratory distress, the depth of the burns and if Cambo entered the bloodstream. So they were taught that if any blood was present at the burn site, they shouldn't apply the Cambo.
Oh, okay.
And death if the water guidelines and first aid aren't followed, if a client is contraindicated and doesn't disclose this, or if the participant doesn't know they have a medical condition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And may not have been mentioned, but did they provide any like first aid training if things go wrong that was disclosed or discussed?
Not, they didn't really talk about it. Like they said what to do if there's an electrolyte imbalance. I'm assuming they mentioned basic first aid and calling the ambulance sort of thing, but not nothing in depth.
And that being said,
it wasn't a first aid course.
Yeah. And the person she was with didn't actually attend this program anyway, right?
No, she was trained in Mexico. So who knows? You don't know the training that she received. The coroner found that this list was incomplete and did not adequately advise the participants about the true risk of using Cambo, in that death can happen even when there are no pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, right. And I guess this is evidence of that.
Yeah. A toxicologist was an expert witness at the inquest, and he stated that Natasha's death was likely a result of an acute cardiac event, and the fact that the Cambo was administered just before this happened was significant.
Yeah, because she wouldn't, without the Cambo, we assume she wasn't going to have an acute cardiac event.
Exactly.
She had no risk factor or reason why she would have.
He also said that there had been other similar deaths linked to Cambo and documented in the scientific literature.
Oh, I will be interested to read those. Mm.
A cardiologist also gave their opinion that the Cambo played a part in triggering Natasha's cardiac event. His view was that a cardiac arrhythmia led to cardiac arrest or low blood pressure, which then led to a lack of oxygen to the brain and respiratory arrest.
Yeah.
Based on this information, the coroner concluded that Natasha died from an adverse cardiac event, which was triggered by the administration of the Cambo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Natasha's friend, who administered the Cambo to her, did not have her own phone and hadn't made any plans on how to get medical attention if anything went wrong. The coroner said that it was obvious that she underestimated the effects or the risks of Cambo, just like the other people who advocate for its use.
Yeah.
The coroner could not say whether Natasha would have survived if she received medical attention earlier, but that she obviously would have had a better chance if the paramedics had been called when she first started having problems.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
In 2019, when Natasha died, Cambo was generally unregulated in Australia and wasn't listed as a prohibited substance, so its possession was not illegal under the Drug Misuse and Trafficking Act.
Yeah, because I'm like, how do you even get it? But
yeah, you just import it
on the internet
from other countries, yeah.
Sure.
Partly because of Natasha's death, the Commonwealth Government of Health and Therapeutic Goods Administration, the TGA, started looking into Cambo. So in 2019, the Commonwealth Department of Health sought to include Cambo in the poisons standard. On the 24th of December 2020, a notice was published inviting members of the public to make submissions about the proposed inclusion, and both the Australian Medical Association and International Association of Cambo Practitioners made submissions, which the coroner reviewed, but they didn't actually include those submissions in the inquest findings. On the 20th of July 2021, the TGA advised that they would include Cambo in Schedule 10 of the poison standard from the 1st of October 2021.
Just going back, we can assume that AMA was
against it
and the practitioners were for it.
Yeah. As a Schedule 10 substance, it's considered to have such danger to health as to warrant prohibition on sale, supply and use.
And for example, though, like Schedule 8 is opioids.
Yes.
And stuff like that. So things that require high regulation.
Yep.
And so it schedules down, like, you know, Schedule 1 are things that you don't even need to regulate or you buy over the counter and stuff. Yep. Like, I don't even know if they're actually even go down that low. But
yeah.
And then the scheduling gets up the higher you regulate. And so, like,
Schedule 10 is, like, you're not allowed to have it.
Yeah.
The Poisons and Therapeutic Goods Regulation then prohibited the manufacture, supply or use of Cambo unless expressly authorised by Part 8 of the regulation. The coroner also noted that in some South American countries, Cambo is now illegal outside of traditional cultural use.
Mm. Which would be exactly this use though, right?
Yes, this is not a traditional cultural use. This was for medicinal purposes.
Right. Okay. Okay. So there's an extra element there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the two people who were using it in this case did not have a link to that culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
The coroner said she would have recommended the manufacture, supply, and use of Cambo be made illegal, but there was no need because the TGA had already banned it.
Yeah.
So this is a case where they were very proactive about it.
That's good.
After the death. So I guess reactive, but they didn't wait for the coroner to release the findings before doing something about it. The Cambo practitioner said at the inquest, so this is the one who gave the Cambo to Natasha, that she no longer administers Cambo to others, but she continued to advertise herself as an experienced Cambo practitioner.
Right.
The coroner said in the inquest that a copy of the findings would be provided to her, and the coroner hopes that she reflects on the findings and educates herself and the others about the risks of Cambo.
Yeah, but the problem is that she probably still advertises herself as a Cambo practitioner, but she probably doesn't have access to Cambo anymore. And that's probably the thing that's preventing her from doing it.
Yeah,
that's rather true. Than her rather not than actually wanting to do
practice.
It anymore.
Yeah, it's, if she's still advertising it, if it was very much sounds like she'd have no qualms if someone asked her to do it.
But also she doesn't live in Australia. Like she was visiting from Ireland.
Yeah.
So when she's in Australia, she won't be able to get it. And obviously she wouldn't be able to bring it with her.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, that's not to say that she's not practicing it outside of Australia.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
That's true.
And you say wouldn't be able to bring it into Australia, but it probably wouldn't be that hard to smuggle in.
Probably not, no. Yeah. People wouldn't like the
know
sticks.
What it is. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to know what it is. So another inquest is currently underway in New South Wales, investigating another death in October 2021 when a man died from a perforated esophagus after using ayahuasca and Cambo at an arts festival.
Wow. That would have been some intense vomiting.
Yes.
To perforate your esophagus.
Mm.
Yep. Wow.
And I think that's another one where people didn't necessarily, like they knew he was not feeling well, but maybe didn't realize how bad
quickly.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, he used ayahuasca as well as Cambo.
Yeah. So. Ayahuasca also makes you vomit?
I don't know if it makes you vomit. It's the hallucinatory drug that's used in South America.
Yeah.
Again, it's a traditional
South American psychoactive brew traditionally used by indigenous cultures and folk healers in the Amazon. Vomiting can follow ayahuasca ingestion and may harm people. Yeah.
Which makes sense because, you know, the Cambo frog, it's a toxin that they remove from the frog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, vomiting is like entirely your body's way of getting rid of a toxin. Yep. Yeah.
But yes, we haven't got the findings from that inquest yet because it's still
pending
underway and it's got slightly different circumstances. But yeah, I just thought this one was super interesting because...
Yeah,
I have a whole rabbit hole heard of it to before. Deep dive down now.
Yeah, but also really great that the TGA went in pretty quickly to ban it so that hopefully... I mean, it did happen again in October 2021, but...
When was the TGA's...
It was added to Schedule 10 on the 1st of October 2021.
And the death happened, sorry...
In October 2021.
But presumably that's this prohibition of its sale. There'd be people that already...
Manufacture, supply, or use.
Or use. Or okay, use, okay. But, like, but again...
And I think potentially...
Are you keeping up to date with everything the TGA does?
Exactly. And I think potentially there may have been an issue with that death in that they didn't want to get in trouble for...
Its use, fair. Didn't want to have to declare what had actually been consumed.
Yeah, whereas in Natasha's death, it wasn't anything to do with it being illegal.
Yeah.
Different issues there.
That's an interesting one.
Mm.
I hope that, again, because we assume that it's possibly still being done.
Yes.
That practitioners are at least learning and therefore just at least knowing some safety guidelines of how to seek help and how to know. Because, again, we're not ever going to stop people from... practicing their spiritual beliefs, but where there's safety risks, I really hope that they are then understanding how they can at least seek help in those rare occurrences where things go wrong. Because I think this is also the issue that, you know, this is the only Cambo death we know of. Like, so people assume it to be safe because it's rare for the bad things to happen.
Yeah, but it's also, I've never heard of this before. So how many people have you heard of that are taking it? You know, like as the percentage of people who have adverse effects versus the people, you know.
Using it and all that kind of stuff. True, true.
When I was first hearing about this, I was assuming it was the first time she'd ever used it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not.
That's what I heard as well.
It's like she'd had several successful
rituals. Well, yeah, she was even the practitioner of it and all that kind of stuff.
And it just so happened that this time with this product that she was using.
I wonder if it was a different product.
Or it might have been more concentrated.
Yeah, true, because I guess if you're just collecting it from the frog, you actually don't know the concentration of toxin. That testing's not being done. It's not that regulated. Or was it the locations? Did they
near her collarbone sternum area was.
But I mean, so many of these things as well. You're like, why did it happen that time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There could have been any other external influences as well that we just don't know about that could have contributed to it.
All right. I need to read about this more. Yeah. It's going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you. Look, there's so many practices out there that have risks and are not as well regulated as traditional medicine that I think are really interesting to learn about and find out different stuff around people's different spiritual or health practices. But it's sad when you find out about it this way.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks everyone for listening. We will catch you again soon. Bye.